Nelson lifted himself off the treadmill. Is that supposed to scare me? You'll get in more trouble for being late than I will, she laughed. Reaching up, Nelson turned off the treadmill. I'll write myself a note for work, he smiled. Turning off her treadmill, Michelle shook her head, glancing at her husband with a mischievous grin. We have an audience. As if on cue, a giggle sounded in front of them. They glanced down to see Devin, their youngest at 9 months old, sitting in a swing, watching them, chewing on his fist. Turning back, Michelle watched Nelson grab his towel and start to wipe off. She admired his body with thoughts of how to get Devin to take a quick nap. Nelson was very well-defined, yet not overly muscle-bound like their friend Matt. Grabbing her towel, she leaned over and kissed him. Better be glad Devin is awake, or I'd hurt you today, she smiled, climbing off the treadmill. Hey, let the kid cry out here. We can go to the steam room, Nelson offered, climbing off the treadmill with wobbly legs. Michelle looked down at Devin. You hear what Daddy said? Devin grinned with drool running out of his mouth as he pulled his fist out. Devin, Daddy'll give you $20 if you get your brother and sister up and ready for daycare while he talks to Mama. Nelson offered, walking over, and Devin laughed. I'll take that as a yes. You are bad, Michelle chided and picked Devin up. You're done? Nelson asked, shocked. No, I am going to get in the jacuzzi, but not the damn steam room, she said, walking over to the other side of their small gym. It was only a 300-foot square building, but it was packed with weights and machines. In one corner was a jacuzzi, and in the other was a small steam room. Nelson shook his head, watching her take off her shoes and clothes, climbing in the water wearing only a thong and sports bra. That is wrong on so many levels I can't even start, he muttered and walked over to the steam room, then turned it on. You didn't have to look, she smiled, watching him strip down. Yeah, like I'm really going to turn my head when my sexy-ass wife strips, he mumbled. Language, Michelle snapped. Turning around and heading to the steam room, he grumbled. I didn't say it loud. I heard it, she chuckled. As he opened the door, Nelson looked over his shoulder at Michelle holding Devin as he splashed in the bubbling water. Not my fault you have bionic ears to go with your fine ass, he snapped and jumped in the steam room, quickly closing the door before Michelle could respond. Laughing, Michelle looked down at Devin. Daddy's going to get a spanking, she told him. Devin squealed and splashed the water. Leaning back, keeping Devin on her lap, Michelle looked over at the front wall. A poster-sized picture of her and Nelson hung there. It was one of three. The other two were 8x10, one in the den surrounded by pictures of the kids, and the other in their room. The picture showed both dressed in U.S. Army digital camo with a full combat gear and their MP armbands on. It was the first time they met. They were both serving their first tour in Iraq in different MP companies. She could remember the day very well. She had been in the Army a year, and Iraq was Nelson's first assignment. She was a specialist, and he was a private first class, and swaggered up to the gate to relieve her. Specialist, I'm here to relieve you, he had said with a Texas drawl and smiled with attitude, adjusting his combat vest. You seem awful sure of yourself, Private, Michelle had snapped. Grabbing his sunglasses, Nelson put them on. Specialist, for you I'd kill kittens and people and everything in between. He had grinned, making Michelle laugh. One of Nelson's buddies came over, asked them to stand side by side, and took their picture. That was the start of their relationship. And Nelson got a copy of that picture and gave one of the poster prints to her on their wedding day. About the only good thing to come out of that stupid-ass war, she mumbled and cringed. Sorry, Mama cussed, she said, looking down at Devin, who was fighting the bubbles. He looked up with a blank stare, wondering why the bubbles weren't surrendering. Then, letting out a yell, he continued his battle against the evil bubbles that were trying to take over his world. Mama can't be mean to Daddy about cussing if she doesn't, she laughed, watching the battle against the bubbles. Hearing the steam room door open, she turned to see a wall of steam roll out and Nelson emerging from it, gasping for air. You know, baby, you can turn it down, she giggled, getting a mouthful of water from Devin's battle against the bubbles. What fun would that be, he said, walking over and climbing in the tub with them as Michelle coughed out the water Devin had splashed in her mouth. When he is at war with the bubbles, baby, you have to keep your mouth closed. She looked up, narrowing her eyes. Well, you take him then, she said, handing over the bubble battling baby. Reaching out, Nelson took Devin, who never stopped the battle. That's it, son. Don't let the bubbles win.